The Defense Department says its lower budget proposal reflects drawdowns in Iraq and Afghanistan. Besides the $553 billion in discretionary spending they're asking for their base budget, there's a $117.8 billion request for the overseas contingency operations budget, the pot that funds the wars. That's more than $40 billion less than the administration asked for in that so-called OCO budget for fiscal year 2011. And Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the final number the Pentagon ends up spending might be even lower.
We have budgeted in FY12 for 98,000 troops. It's a conservative approach to budgeting, but since we don't know how many troops will be reduced during the course of FY12, it's just makes more budget sense to do this conservatively and budget on a straight line basis from FY11, and then depending on the size of the drawdowns, then that may be money we just don't spend.
But Gates made clear at the outset of yesterday's Pentagon briefing that the 2012 spending proposal is not what's first and foremost on his mind in terms of budget. DOD, like the rest of the federal government, still doesn't have a congressionally approved budget for this year. He says operating in continuing resolution mode has created difficulties that he says could soon turn into a crisis.
Exactly a year ago, the president requested $549 billion to operate the Department of Defense during fiscal year 2011. If forced to operate under a full-year continuing resolution, the department would only receive about $526 billion, a cut of $23 billion. The damage done across our military from that reduction would be magnified as it comes halfway through the fiscal year.
Robert Hale, DOD's comptroller, says the CR funding is already impacting military operations. He ticked off a list at yesterday's briefing.
The Navy could not procure the second Virginia-class submarine as planned by January 31st. They're trying to manage the risk of work termination at the yard, but they can't hold their breath too much longer. We have about 50 major military construction projects that are delayed beyond the projected award date. The Army's instituted a temporary hiring freeze, so a tank mechanic leaves, we can't fill the job. All the services have directed their bases to slow contracting. That means we're going to sign 1 and 2 month contracts. They're inherently inefficient. The Navy's issuing permanent change of station orders with 2 months of notice rather than 6. That preserves their funding flexibility, but it hurts our people and it hurts military families.
Gates says he realizes it's unlikely that Congress will approve the full amount of the president's request for the current year, so he's proposing a new number for 2011, $540 billion, a number he says will be just enough to let the Pentagon get by. He says anything less than that just isn't realistic, given DOD's current missions.
I'm concerned that the debate over the defense budget in recent days and weeks is becoming increasingly distant from strategic and operational reality. Distant, in other words, from the real world. In fact, suggestions to cut defense by this or that large number have largely become exercises in simple math, divorced from serious considerations of capabilities, risk, and the level of resources needed to protect this country's security and vital interests around the world.
Gates also threw down the gauntlet on a second engine for the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. Though the idea has plenty of backers in Congress, Gates, the president, and the military service chiefs have said they view it as a waste of money. Gates made clear yesterday that that is still his view. He's allowed money from the continuing resolution budget to be spent on it this year, up until now.
I did this not because we had to, but because we chose to give the Congress the opportunity to resolve this matter as part of its ongoing debate on the budget. However, this also means that the American taxpayers are spending $28 million a month for an excess and unjustified program that is slated for termination.
The 2012 budget is in line with the preview Gates laid out for reporters a little over a month ago when he outlined the outcome of his budget efficiencies initiative. It envisions what he calls modest growth in the base budget for the next 3 years, followed by 2 years of zero real growth in 2015 and 2016. The budget includes $113 billion in procurement spending, the same as the administration asked for in 2011, but less than it originally intended to ask for this year. Gates says that's mostly a result of programs that were cut as part of the efficiency initiative, like the Marines' Expeditionary Fighting Vehicle and the Army's SLAM-RAM surface-launched missile.
There are some things in the procurement that were cut. Not every procurement dollar was gold.
Some procurement dollars DOD does see as golden are the ones it wants to spend on cybersecurity. The budget includes $2.3 billion billion dollars for cyber programs, including half a billion for brand new security research at the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. It also provides for some of the only pay raises government employees are likely to see next year. The budget asks for a 1.6% pay increase for the uniformed services. Civilian DOD employees would be under the same pay freeze as most other agency employees will be. TRICARE fees would go up, just as Secretary Gates indicated in his efficiencies press conference last month, but we now know what the definition of the modest fee increases he proposed is. The premium increase would apply to working-age military retirees, going up $5 a month for family coverage. Hale says that would take the annual premium to $520, and he acknowledges it won't produce much savings at first.
It's a fairly small part of the total in the next 5 years, is about $424 million. But it will keep growing because we are proposing indexing those fees to a healthcare index. So if you go out, 10 or 20 years, it will have a major influence. But we want to start slow, given the past history in this area. Several years ago, the administration made much more far-reaching proposals that were turned down, pretty much flat, by the Congress. We are hopeful that by starting slowly and in modest proposals, we will get their agreement.
The TRICARE fee increases are part of a package that the department says will trim the growth in its health care costs by about $8 billion over the next 5 years. DOD budgets $52 billion for military health care in the 2012 budget, more than twice what it did a decade ago. DOD's budget outlook for the next 5 years is at least $78 billion smaller than the Pentagon originally wanted. Hale wouldn't comment on any deliberations between DOD and the Office of Management and Budget in arriving at that figure. He says they obviously would have preferred a bigger allocation.
We would have been able to do more in the way of modernization and other activities. But I think that word responsible comes to mind. The secretary used, this is a country that faces some really severe economic problems, and we felt we needed to be part of a package of changes the administration is recommending. So, the secretary in the end, I think, was fully supportive of the $78 billion.
Hale says that $78 billion cut represents about 3% of DOD's proposed five-year spending. Secretary Gates says that five-year defense plan represents the minimum level of spending DOD needs to meet its responsibilities and invest for the future. He'll get a chance to defend that position this week in back-to-back congressional hearings before the House Armed Services Committee on Wednesday and the Senate Armed Services Committee on Thursday. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.